Appreciate that.
No, it'll be great.
Kids are gonna love it too.
Brian says he'll let me talk. And I'm glad you brought this chair up here. Yeah, auditors.
We'll take the chair away if we don't like what you're saying.
Oh, you'll love it. What does that say? Auditors are like the guys in the medieval times that would ride onto the battlefield and stab the wounded. I want to tell you, we enjoyed so much coming out here. We love your district, love working with your people. Mr. McLaren was great, your staff's great, and they're doing you a good job. And so that makes it easy for us, and makes it about as fun as accounting can be, which is, yeah, not that fun, but hey, somebody's got to do it. I will take this over being a geriatric care person. I don't think I could be a CNA. Ryan and I both have aging parents and in-laws, and I asked her if I could donate someone for their program, and she said, unfortunately. Okay, on page two, and I will go through this quickly if that's okay. I don't like to talk as much as your previous auditor. I guess Ryan's over there thinking, I can feel him thinking, yeah, you do, all the time. But on page two, we've got a letter from us to you that says we have audited the financial statements that are presented here, and they present fairly the financial position and the results of operation of Klondike Independent School District. So a clean opinion, everything was, I'd say everything was great. Following that, we have the part that's called Management's Discussion and Analysis on page five. That's just a little different way of presenting information about the district. The things I like to look at and hear, though, that kind of help us is on page eight. There's a table A1. Now, this is the government-wide financial statements where all of your funds are put together, assets are on the balance sheet. Unlike, you know, you budget cash in, cash out, you buy an asset, well, it's just an expenditure. Like last year, y'all had a lot in capital outlay. So in the fund statements, that's just money in, money out. This is what we call the government-wide, so we do it a little differently, but we can look at a few things here, like cash and investments. You can see went from $16,889,000 to $26,452,000. That really can be reflected in you have more that was due back to the state on the recapture. So there's a little bit of increase in current assets from 21 to 28. And some of that is, like I said, last year you had some capital outlay, you spent some money. This year you banked some money. So, and we'll get to that in just a second. Overall, you go down to the bottom and you look at the total net position, which is assets less liabilities, went from $38 million to $40 million. So you did go increase that. Page 10 is revenues and expenses. Again, the same way, there's depreciation computed and everything else. But you can see revenues went from $37 million to $41 million. And a lot of that you can see is right there in property taxes for general purposes went from $33 million to $37 million. And I'm sure y'all already know about that and the valuations and how that went up. Expenditures went from $33 million to $39 million. And of course, being a district like you are, big part of that is the recapture, as you can see, went from $26 million to $31 million. But your net position increased at $2.7 million this year compared to $4.5 million, but you got to keep more of that in cash. From there, I like to jump, if y'all don't mind, to what I feel like is really the most important in here, the one we've looked at decades. It's on page 18. It's called Exhibit C2. And it is what I was talking about, the fund statement. That's just money in and money out. There's nothing fancy about it, but it's how you budget. It's how you look at things. It's how you make plans. And if there's anything you want to publish, it's this statement. So on Exhibit C2 on page 18, see in the general fund, $41 million in revenues, most of that in taxes, $38 million in expenditures, and a lot of that is in function 91, which is the recapture payment, $31,872, leaving you with $2.8 million that you added to fund balance. So the fund balance went from $14,883 to $17,709. So you're in a great position. No real debt. You got a very good fund balance. You know, we like to see at least 3 months. Well, y'all have got, you know, over half a year in total expenditures if you look at recapture, but if you take that out, you've got over a year in fund balance to run the school. I'm going really pretty quickly. Any questions? Did I need to open with a joke or sing or something like that?
Make yourself at home.
Yeah, y'all wouldn't like
it. I'd love to hear a song.
Would you?
Yes, would you?
No, you wouldn't. Debt service, that column there, you can see $2.8 million in collections for debt service. Paid $1,110,000, and we've got a footnote on that. The fund balance there, you've really, I think, got enough to...
Almost got enough to almost pay it off.
That's what I was thinking, Steve. I really was. I'm trying to remember that. We'll get to that. And then your other governmental funds is all the, you know, the federal funds and state funds, and your 461 fund, 460 down there, 478. Is there any questions that y'all have or anything that you wondered if we, I mean, this is, y'all are all new to me, and I'm new to y'all, so is there any questions that you have?
I mean, I know what the recapture is, but how is that? I mean,
How is it computed?
Yeah, and like, how do they? Or does anybody know?
Taking at the high level, you've got X number of kids, and your tax value—not what was collected, but the value divided by the number of kids. If it's in excess of a certain amount, then you're
pay that back.
Yeah, you're what do we call now? It used to be Chapter 41.
It's Chapter 41.
It's hard for me. I've reached that point where it's hard for me to change. Actually, I'm an accountant. I've always been at that point. That's how we are. But the high view of that, Cody, is you're looking from above, and you've got X number of kids, and your tax value, you can collect so much. So you collect that, you pay it back. Now, there's other factors involved, like your debt, that set some of your tax aside
that you can
keep here. So, you know, when you're in this position, you always want to, okay, there's no reason not to have good facilities for our children, to have the programs like you're talking about the CNA, have all the programs that you want, because anything that you can do, and even if you have to build or do anything, you set it aside in debt, and that keeps some of that money here.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Like, so yeah, if you spend some money, they'll take less of it back. I mean, if it's done the right way.
To an extent. Right. But they only allow you, when it
so
comes
much.
Down to it, we're going to get $8,000 to $10,000 of real money that we can spend. We can go from there and start talking about the golden pennies and everything else, but... I would put me to sleep before I put y'all to sleep. It does get rather complicated, but
That's why we have the service center.
Yeah, the overview is simply that, you know, you're allowed so much to spend on your kids. But having the position that you have, you do get to keep more of it. I mean, you do get to lean towards the high side, especially if it's done correctly. And y'all are, I will say that, y'all are doing it very, very well as you can be. So when you look at that $31,872,000, that seems bad, but the way y'all are doing, I commend you.
Okay.
You are doing it well, and you are working with the service center. And I know, Mr. McLaren, you've done a great job here. And, you know, there's some finesse to it.
Good staff.
Just like you were talking about your accountant, you know, there's some finesse to, I didn't make that much money, I need to pay less in taxes. Mm-hmm. This is a tax.
Right.
And you always want to pay, you know, even if you're stuck with paying it, you want to pay the least amount possible. Is that?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I got a little.
No, that's exactly.
There. Sorry, Brian.
That's good.
No, it's a great question. Really, we've got other statements there, but they're just like the table A1 and the other. There is a C1 schedule on page 16, which is just the fund statements. So it shows your total assets in the general fund on that. I'm sorry, page 16. So a couple back from that C2. This is your fund statement balance sheet without assets and debt and everything on there. It's just the current assets, current liabilities, and your fund balance. And you know, you've assigned some for construction, and you've assigned some for capital, for equipment, and others basically self-insurance type, leaving $13,900,000. So you're also doing that very well too, assigning some fund balance so you don't have just an excess of that. But you can see you've got total current assets in general fund of $24 million, and part of that is owed to the state on recapture as of August 31 of $4,500,000. So basically you have about $20 million in cash, other than the $4 million in cash in debt service. And let's see, on page, that footnote on debt is on page 35. So you got $4 million in the middle of the page, page 35. You got $4,485,000 left in debt. So that you've nearly got the money to pay that debt off.
And that's our bond.
That's the bond. On page 33, that footnote is about depreciable assets. You see on page 33, you started out with historical cost in buildings and furniture and equipment of nearly $34 million. You added $553,000 this year in assets. There was some, we did a lot of cleanup on the depreciable assets.
Yeah, I wonder where y'all got some of that stuff from. Some of that stuff was
from Kevin.
Yeah, that was stuff.
Kevin?
Kevin had on his schedule.
Oh my God.
Like I said, I tried to train him. That was a long time ago.
It does.
You just, you're trying to get through these audits. And mm-hmm. So you got a depreciation schedule. And if we just don't sit down with you and say,
I mean, it's good that we did it. Yeah. I mean, that we, you know.
Oh, he's great. I couldn't do this without him. You know, he's the real thing.
I mean, me and Janae sit down there for probably an hour and went through all that stuff, and I'm just like, we hadn't had that in years.
What is it?
So we've got a really good depreciation schedule going forward because y'all really worked hard on that. And that's good. So we that's what all of those adjustments there are on that. Following those notes, we get into some footnotes on the pension plan. And literally, I want to tell you, that is the most riveting reading you can get into. I would take that home and just really study the computation of something that absolutely means not a thing at all, but we have to do it. It's just your accumulated portion of the state's debt on your employees. I don't know how I want to say that, but it's something that, that's required by government.
Well, we're paying the TRS for our employees.
Yeah. And why it's, it doesn't mean a lot is because in the state of Texas, we've got a great, you know, teacher retirement system, and the state pays a lot of that, and that's what we call the on-behalf payments. So you've got employees here, a large part of what is matched, you know, they pay their part, it comes out of their pay, but then what is matched, a large part comes from the state of Texas. So in essence, all of our employees are also state employees, and the only thing that the school district then has to pay is on salaries that go over the statutory minimum amount or amounts that are under federal or state grants, then those come out of the grants. But we still have to do all this calculation because other states like California didn't fund their plans, so that's why this is now law.
Is there going to be a quiz?
There's a quiz afterwards.
Okay. I hope it's multiple choice.
Oh, you're doing good.
Thank you.
Yes.
Steven, I'm doing good. Page 55, Exhibit G1, is just a comparison of the general fund to budget. Again, that was some of the best. I mean, y'all did well on that and stayed within budget. We've got some schedules after that that are more computations having to do with the pension, the amount that we have to show, the percentage of liability also on things like OPEB, which is other post-employment benefit, which is largely the TRS care. Page 60, we've got a detail on your taxes. Something that we typically don't see is a beginning balance of $5,522,000, but you know, when a lot of your taxes are coming from big companies, you know, and we're dealing with big numbers. So you start with $5,522,000. You had a levy of $40 million. You collected $39 million, and then there was $2,007,000 collected for debt service, and you had a $200,000 down adjustment. So you started with $5,005,000, ended with $3,002,000, and that's really only just some leftover, biggest part on 24. So way over 100% tax collection, and that's great. I think the part of the reason you started with more and then ended with less, it looked like there was some adjustment to the levy on a couple of years there, so kind of dealt with that. We got one last letter that I've spent too much time already. You're supposed to cut me off. I guess in a library you don't have a chair that opens up on the alligator thing. It's Ryan's chair, right? Okay. On page 63, this is just another letter. When we're doing the audit, we're also looking at laws, rules, regulations, internal control is a big thing we look at. You know, that everything's coded the way it should be, that we can find invoices that you say, well, we bought this, we bought that. We can find it. There's stuff to back it up, and it's correct. So what this letter is saying is that we also looked at that, and then in the body of the letter, we we say we found absolutely nothing, nothing to report. And on 65, you got a schedule of findings and question calls, and there are none reported. And then on 66, the same thing. So again, your staff's done a great job. How was that? Boring as ever?
No. Very good. Very informative.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very good. Well, fast and good.
That's a really low bar. Oh my gosh, Kevin, we were both like, I don't know, young back then. That was a long time ago. He
thinks a lot of y'all. I'll tell you that. He thinks a whole lot of y'all.
So moving forward, I know we added the fund balance, so when do we talk about maybe if we need to designate a portion of that to another, you know, like we've already done some?
I would just, if there's things that you're talking about, if there's plans that you have as far as building, I would say go ahead and set aside things like that. You know, if there's equipment you're going to purchase, you've got a small amount in assigned for capital expenditures, but you may be looking at in the next 2 years some buses or replacing you know, the big buses, the travel mm-hmm. buses. For did somebody say you got cheerleaders down at the competition
state.
At the state, so you had probably took a big bus down there, and those are cheap. They're just, yeah, you know,
they can give them away.
Yeah, they can give them away. So you may have a plan to replace that or one too, so you'd want to go ahead and maybe look at assigning. Right now, I don't think your fund balance is that much out of standard. You've got, you know.
We've got a pretty good balance. In
you've got a pretty good balance okay. right now, that so was, I wouldn't.
Okay.
What is our unencumbered unassigned? It's like 13 million.
Yeah, 3 million for construction, I think.
Yeah, so 13.9, and you got total expenditures of 38. You take out the 31. You're really not. It's when you start having like you take all those things out and just regular expenditures. You got 4 or 5 years worth of that in fund mm-hmm. balance. Then, but I really haven't heard of them really looking at our fund balance like we've heard in the past. I think they've got other things in mind that we need to stop them from looking at right now, which is the idea that, well, let's just get rid of ad valorem taxes and we'll give the schools all the money that they need. Y'all don't have the time to go into what I feel about that and what y'all should feel about that. That takes away local control and puts you in the same place as the state of New Mexico, where they get all the money, and then if what you want, you have to go hat in hand with your budget to Santa Fe. And as we've already seen, you know, they held us hostage for 7-8 years, and then when we finally give the governor what he wants and all the promises that you've had, he gives you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you all don't really have to worry about that because your foundation is, what was the total foundation? It was under $200,000. So, I mean, you don't really deal with that.
Right.
So you can kind of laugh at his whole plans, but other school districts have to look at that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where you would be. If we did that, we'd all be on foundation. Mm-hmm. And
we're just going to need so much per kid and so much. I mean, you got to go beg, bill, or steal, or borrow and get more.
I think we're all in the position right now of the promises that we've listened to and what we see came out of it. Anyway, like I say, I don't want to go there. Governor Abbott may be a close relative or a friend. I don't know. But I feel like he's not a fan of public school. That's what we're in the business of doing here. And that's what we do really great in the state of Texas, if they just let us do it. And I think y'all are showing that
just like all of it, we've got great clients, and y'all just fit right in with that. Y'all are doing great with your resources. So we don't want them, you know, don't mess it up. We're doing great. Don't cause us problems. We've got one of the best educational systems in the United States right here in the state of Texas. Sorry. I tend to get on the soapbox. Because I like what we do.
Yeah.
I like, you know, what y'all are doing here and why you're on this board is you believe in the education of young minds. Even if that means teaching them to help geriatric patients. Which again, Ryan and I are dealing with aging parents and in-laws, so. May God bless anyone that does that. It's a calling. It's a calling. And we were just talking about, you know, the place where his in-laws are and where my mother is. They do a great job. You know, it's a very nice place. And so we need more kids going into that.
Yeah, we've got great kids here. We've got fantastic kids. So. Well, appreciate it.
Sorry, I spent more time.
Perfect.
Guess we just need to take action.
Yeah. Do you have any more questions on anything with the audit? So we'll just need a motion and a second. Quentin made the motion.
I'll second it.
Cody seconded it. All in favor of approving this audit report? None opposed?
And... our next action item is approving auditors for next year, so would y'all mind continuing?
You bet.
Okay. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
This is the page
our,
that
our wives love us being gone. It's a win-win.
So we need to call and ask them instead of y'all then, huh?
No, let's don't do that. Don't do that. They're both teachers. His wife teaches third grade, right? And mine is a kindergarten teacher.
Okay. I'll have to check that out too.
Which helps her deal with me.
Where does she teach at?
Mine, they're both in Bayless. They're in Lubbock.
Where at?
Bayless.
Elementary school.
Oh, okay.
Let's go back with you guys or with him?
Yes. We'll take that because we scan this.
Okay. We'll upload everything to the...
And secretary.
And I do need you.
Ms. O'Brien.
Yeah, that's another thing I couldn't do is teach kindergarten.
That's what my wife does. She's been doing it for 34 years.
Mine too.
I'm signing one of these so that they can keep that in the office too. Thank you.
No.
I had to teach them for in PE for 55 minutes a day, and I didn't like that.
That's special people. And I can tell y'all got a lot of special teachers here.
You do.
Really do. Let's see.
Thank you.
We work for y'all year-round. So anytime you got questions or need anything at all, you know, of course your staff knows to call us, but we work for the board too. So anything that y'all want to ask or need help with.
Okay.
Here's a signed copy.
I think so.
And here's extra copies. Again, sorry I took so much time.
Thank you.
All right.
You did good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate
you. You want something to drink on the way home?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank y'all very much.
Recommend we would approve these Terry and King auditors moving forward for the next year. You don't got any differences of opinion?
They got it done on time.
They did a good job.
They got it, yeah.
Right. I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. Cody made the motion. Jess seconded it. All in favor? None opposed.
Y'all do ag accounting too?
Yeah. I don't know if I want my books back.
Next is quarterly investment report that's in the back of your packet. The district currently invests only in T-bills. It's got the third page back in the back. And then it has a fourth quarter investment report. And Janae's not here today. I'm going to tell y'all, she had to babysit her granddaughter because Melissa was up there. So she hated not being here, but she said, I got my phone. You need to call me. So, but.
Can I make a motion that we approve the quarterly investment report?
We got a motion.
I'll second.
Quentin seconded. All in favor? None opposed.
Next is resolution stating review of investment policy and designation of investment officers. That policy or that resolution is the last page I gave to y'all, and also have links to our policy online where everything's at, our investment policy. And the designation of investment officers would be me and Ms. Barry, investment officers.
I make a motion.
Cody made that motion. Just seconded. All in favor? None opposed.
And I have, well, we'll talk about that later. Next is my evaluation. I sent y'all all copies of that and everything. A couple of things I just want to say is, you know, I've visited with y'all about when I was leaving. You know, I haven't officially done it because I need to give you a letter, a formal letter and everything. But I won't do that until the next year about this time. I'll give you a formal letter of retirement or resignation or whatever it's called. I'm first time I've ever had to do this, so I'm still trying to find out how to do it and everything. So, it's going to be tough. I wish I could stay and do this forever, but I'm getting on up there in years and everything. I mean, by the time I do retire, I'm going to be nearly 69 years old. So, but I will, about this time next year, I'll give you my letter of resignation or retirement, whatever it's called, a formal letter. I'm still visiting with some soups on how to, that have retired, on how the best way to handle it and everything, and make it a smooth transition for everybody, you know, for whoever follows me and for y'all. You know, I've heard different things. You know, you just need to step completely out, or you need to help, or, you know, I mean, it's from one end to the other, you know, and basically it's going to be whatever y'all decide you want me to do when that time comes. So, but I've said enough to you. So I guess y'all go in closed session, and I'll be in my office.
Yes, sir.
And you can call me or text me or...
I'll call us closed session.
Yeah, 7:47.
Oh, well. Hey, I got it.
Justin's going to the bathroom.
How do I pause it?
Are we all?
No, hold on.
You can just turn it off and then just.
Oh, I just pressed. Okay. Now.
We're good. We're good.
Yep.
So,
Announce out.
Now we're on. If you want to tell us, we're coming out.
Okay, we're out of closed session. back at our regular board meeting. We'll move forward with our consideration and action on superintendent's annual appraisal. So, we've completed your appraisal. We'll go over it right quick. Mm-hmm. I won't take as long as our auditor did. On the goals and objectives, we did an average, so I've got some decimal points. Okay. And I got off the... I was using this for my cheat sheet, so I'm going to need a little white out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, goals and objectives, you gave yourself a 4. We did an average. You got a 3.6 and a 3.7. Not many comments. Good job. Organization, you gave yourself a 4. We came up with 3.9, 3.6, and a 3.6. Not many comments. Good job. And problem solving, gave yourself 4. We gave a 3.6, a 3.6. Positive comments, you keep level-headed approaches to problems. On the flip side, sometimes late on solving problems. And sometimes approaches problems differently depending on who is involved with some of the thinking. On leadership, you can see what you gave yourself. Mm-hmm. We gave a 3, a 2.8, a 3, and a 2.7. Mm-hmm. You treat the staff professionally. One comment was you seem partial at times with some of your decisions. Mm-hmm. Delegations, a 3.7 and a 3.8. Good job. Sometimes you may seem to downplay certain situations, and you could do better at addressing them. Mm-hmm. Relationship with the board, 4.1, 4.1, 3.5, 4.3, 4.4, and 3.2. Good job. Maybe more supportive of board decisions.
Okay.
Personnel, 4.1, 4.1, 3.7, 4.1, and a 4.1. You can wipe that out if you don't mind. So, some of the comments were there were some.
Test.
Okay, we'll need a motion and a second to approve the superintendent's annual appraisal.
I'll make the motion.
Kyle made that motion.
I'll second it.
Cody seconded it. All in favor? None opposed. And on the action on the superintendent's contract and salary.
There's two. It's on G is
the contract.
The contract is due.
Okay. So we'll need two separate.
Yes.
Motions.
Yeah, we need the contract as the first one.
Okay.
I'll make the motion we extend it.
Quentin made the motion to extend the contract. Jess seconded it. All in favor? None opposed?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And on the superintendent's salary, I would like to recommend a 3% raise on his current salary. So we need a motion and a second to entertain that.
I'll make that motion.
Kelly made the motion.
I'll second.
Quentin seconded it. All in favor? None opposed?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No further business. We need a motion to adjourn.
Quentin
made that motion. We got 2 seconds. All in favor? None opposed.
Who made our second?
Jess did.
Justin.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Take it. Okay.
Here y'all.
Oh.
And that time will be.